4 away wins now, second in the Championship, and a very professional performance tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was. I think it sums the humility of the group up when one of the lads has said, are we safe yet? I couldn't quite work out the points total, but I said, I don't think so, lads. I think we showed different sides to our game tonight, and I felt as though this was always a type of game that I was conscious not to say it to the players, but, you know, if you don't do it properly, this is a banana skin. I think you guys alluded to it in the week. You know, it's playing bottom of the table. We're on a good run of form. Is it the type of game that trips you up? You know, and I thought we started the game really, really well. We knew the first 20 minutes. They've been very quick out of the blocks in the games they've played. We matched that really early on, passed the ball quite well. And I thought at times we almost had too much time on the ball, and it meant we started to overcomplicate things, playing sideways, square, got a couple nicked, cut out, allowed them to break. But I thought on the whole, you know, our performance was very, very solid. You know, you knew that they were going to be quite direct with Medine and Heskey up front. I thought we dealt with that on the whole really, really well. And I think really, you know, we probably should have had a bit more composure and a bit more devilment in the final third. I think we would have gone and got a second.
And they tested you physically as well. In fact, on another day, they might have ended with rather fewer than 11 men.
Yeah, well, it was a big moment, wasn't it? And I can't complain too much because I think Michael should have definitely got booked early on when he mistimed his tackle. But I think De Witt had been booked, and there was one in the middle of the park, wasn't there, where Dimmy's knocked it past him, got brought down cynically. And normally, you know, a player would get another yellow and sent off, which changes the complexion of the game. I was a little bit concerned that might come back to haunt us. But listen, I've got, you know, it wasn't an easy game to referee. There was lots of little fouls and lots of little moments. I certainly don't think we were hard done by in that respect. So, but we had to see the game out, like you say. You know, last 10 minutes, they're sticking the ball in your box, they're crossing it, they're hitting diagonals. We defended manfully again. You know, I thought Michael Morrison was absolutely magnificent tonight. You know, he played like he was 7 foot tall. Robbo alongside him, but I suspect coming on gave us a little bit more balance and a little bit more experience, and I thought our game management to see the game out 1-0 was really good.
Let's draw attention actually to Jonathan Spector, because he came on and gave you exactly what you needed in that he used the ball very simply, he broke up a few attacks, he really understood his role.
Yeah, well, I think I had a difficult decision at that point to make. There was part of me thinking, do I put John on for Shins and give us a little bit more impetus in the final third to see if we can get the second, or do we, you know, go back to our one sitter and two, give Specs in there for a bit more protection for the back four, a little bit more height for set pieces, because that always looked a little bit of a threat, and allowed us to push Michael and Gleese out and stop the balls coming in. And I think sometimes, you know, that was something we've done quite well. And I thought it worked, and we still got into good positions offensively. But again, you know, right at the death, you know, just couldn't quite find that last pass. I think if John pulled it back to Viv, it'd have been a tap in for 2-0. But listen, delighted with the evening's work, and I think shows again how hard and how honest the group are.
You mentioned about seeing the game out. How pleased are you that this crew that you've got can see a game out? Because you're not always going to score plenty of goals.
No, and it's not easy to do that. You know, you look up and down the league at any level, and teams are struggling to do that. You know, we've done it very well since we've been here, and I think that's probably, you know, you could argue that's the pragmatic side of us as staff. You know, some teams might go and win that game 2 or 3 because they might make attacking changes and perhaps take 1 or 2 more risks, but, you know, we certainly won't lose those games 2-1, and that's the difference, you know. So I'd always go for just being a bit more solid, seeing a game out. I think we're very good when we get our tails ahead, as we know. When we get a goal, it's very difficult for teams to come back into the game. And I thought it could have been a tricky night tonight. You could sense the pressure on the home team. You could sense 1 or 2 groans in the crowd, but it also got fired up at times as well, and they could have used that quite easily to their advantage. But I thought we were very, very strong tonight, and really pleasing.